Another chat with Clark. I'm here today with a very special guest. Again, I'm Joe Clark, the host, but today's all about Henry. Henry, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm glad to be here. Semester started. You know, yes. We're all good. Yeah, we're getting moved in, everything. Yeah.
Excellent. So Henry last year was a resident of mine on campus, and we became buddies. And long story short, Henry just blows up in the workout world. He's an influencer in the workout world. Henry, tell us about it. You're Henry.fit for those right. who need to follow you that don't.
I'm currently now known as Henry.fit or HenryFit. I started social media, I guess you could say, during quarantine, like COVID area.
Yeah.
I was bored and this app, you know, TikTok was blowing up, so I thought, you know, I might as well just try it. And it worked, so I kept doing it, so it's been good so far, for sure.
I remember watching you from very early on, just because we knew each other, and it eventually blew up. Do you remember the specific video that kind of started you noticing the transition?
Yeah, so a lot of the big thing with social media is it's a ball. You have to get that ball moving. Once that ball starts moving, it really doesn't stop. You know, it's very rare that that ball stops. So I made a video on stomach vacuums, which is just I started making videos that had nothing to do with fitness. And I made one video about fitness, and it got, I think, about like 700,000 views, which is a pretty, you know, good side video, yeah. Right? And ever since then, that ball I saw, and it wasn't something, I didn't join TikTok to gain followers. I didn't join it to become this influencer, but it was one of those things where I saw, you know, I would get positive feedback from a video, and I'd get comments saying you should make a part two or a part three or do this. And I was like, okay, maybe I will. And that ball started moving, and I remember waking up and I would have, you know, 300 notifications, and I would be looking, and I'd be like, okay, this is maybe something that I could continue doing, you know?
So, yeah. That's wild to me, because it's like working out and staying fit is obviously something that you've been doing for far longer than just since quarantine here. And then to now be able to do it and to have even endorsements from people. Like you said, you're working with a supplement company now.
Correct.
I know you're
right.
with Jed North. Tell us about those two things. How was that going?
So that was, I think this, the Jed North, which is it's a online clothing. It's Toronto based. It's a fitness company. And when they reached out to me, that's when I first realized, you know, I could really do something with this. The fact, so this is a very big company. This is, you know, multi-million dollar company.
Yeah.
And the fact that they could see me and my page and think that they could get, you know, profitable gain from me promoting this company, that's when I was like, wow, you know, this is, I really have something here. So that was the big eye-opening thing when I would get supplement, you know, and clothing sponsorships to reach out to me, because that was like, you know, my eye-opening thing there. But
yeah. That's incredible. For sure. So everybody, Jed North, check them out. And if you decide that you want to get some clothing from them, get in touch with my man, Henry.fit here. You guys can help each other out.
Yeah, so I have a code. It's just HenryFit. At the end of checkout, you just do code HenryFit, and it'll take 20% off your order. So that's a way that my followers can, you know, support me and stuff like that. So,
Heck yeah, supporting you. And who doesn't want to save 20%?
Exactly.
If I can save 20% on something I'm buying, I'm doing it. So
right.
That
exactly.
is awesome. That is awesome. So, okay, so you're working out, you're posting videos, you're starting to gain traction, and then how did it go when people like me start noticing? Because there's that point too then, so you start, like, everyone starts recognizing, oh my god, this kid, like, I just knew him before this, right. and now you're famous. How does that go?
It's definitely weird. It's definitely a weird feeling. I tried to make sure that I kept my, you know, public life and my private life somewhat separate. Mm-hmm. I made a whole separate Instagram account for my followers versus my, you know, normal Instagram and Snapchat and, you know, all those other different platforms. I try to keep them separate. But I do have that interlap of people saying like, yo, what's up? You know, we've been friends for so long, and I'm also following, I also found your videos, you know, you're posting videos, and it's a weird way to have to describe it and say, you know, yes, I'm posting these videos and they're working, but, you know, I do get, you know, sometimes I'll get noticed, you know, in gyms. I don't really get noticed anywhere else other than gyms, but I have gotten noticed. I'll be working out and someone will say, yo, I follow, you know, I watch your videos. And that's so for real. And just, that takes me out of the world I'm in, because that does not seem like it's that someone can see my face and then think that, oh, I follow this kid, you know, guy from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So weird.
That kind of speaks to how humble you are, too. Does it ever get, like, surreal to you, like, when you sit back and analyze it? Because you're going through and you're making your videos. I'm not sure you're thinking about it in a way you're like, man, I got to make some money off this.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean,
there's a lot of humility in you for that.
It is. Yeah, for sure. It is a weird, you know, it's important to look back and realize that these are real, like, people that are supporting me, you know. And
yeah.
When you see a video that has, you know, 700,000 views, you see it as, like, 700,000, but that's 700, you know, that's a big amount of people. And that definitely goes over my head a lot. You know, I'm 19 years old. I have no idea what 700,000 people really are, but a lot of it does go over my head, but I try to make sure, you know, I'm still looking out, and I'm very, you know, it's very important to, social media wise, you know, it's very important to have that loyal. It's one thing to have followers, but it's a whole nother thing to have a loyal following. Mm-hmm. So it's, I try to make it as, you know, my, as much as my goal it is to respond to people and, communicate with them as much as possible. Cause that's that big thing is, you know, you could have, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers, but if they don't really know you and they just click the follow button and forgot about you, that's not a real, you know,
true.
You know, it's a huge difference between loyal and not loyal. So yeah.
And you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, like that kind of idea of following and actually knowing someone. On TikTok, if you follow people back, then you're labeled as friends as opposed to just following.
Exactly.
And it's almost like you're developing that relationship
exactly.
more than just sheep kind of following whatever.
Right, for sure. Yeah, it is TikTok is an app that it's definitely right now, algorithm wise, that's the first thing I did when I realized that I could make these videos is I studied the TikTok algorithm, I should say. All social medias have an algorithm. Mm-hmm. And it's the algorithm is it's different for everyone and it's different for each social media. So I studied the TikTok algorithm and I wanted to know, you know, if I post at 4 o'clock rather than 5, I get this amount more views, or if I use this hashtag or this sound is really trending, you know, so it's a whole science behind, you know, the background and that stuff for sure.
Do you think, because you said you've been studying it, this particularly the algorithm
yes.
of TikTok, but you
right.
also mentioned to me just in conversation beforehand that you're taking classes now about all this digital like marketing in
mm-hmm.
the world around it. So
right.
what has that been like for you? How do you separate like your studies from this almost job in a way?
Right. It's weird because before social media, that was not digital media had nothing, you know, it crossed my mind about that. I was going for communications and I still am, but I'm incorporating some digital media classes in. You know, we're making classes on, you know, what is good audio and what makes a sound good and, you know, what makes good video mm-hmm. good. And it's that was not something that I had ever thought that I would be interested in, but before TikTok, you know, but, I'm really liking it so far. So yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you just recently ventured over to YouTube. I know. As
I
well,
did.
Personally.
I'm trying to, yeah. Like I talked about with loyal following, you know, that's the whole point is being able to branch out to other platforms and keep that following and that
right.
you know same ball moving, you know. So with YouTube there's a lot more benefits from YouTube than there is TikTok again is an app just like, you know, there was an app like Musical.ly and how Facebook had a super big drive and it goes down, and same with Musical.ly. If you guys don't know what Musical.ly is, it's kind of just like TikTok was a while ago that had a huge drive and it dropped. YouTube is one of those apps and you know softwares that really hasn't gone down.
No.
It's still up.
Yeah.
So that's my big thing is I gotta get to YouTube because that doesn't seem like it's going down anytime soon. So yeah.
It's wild you mentioned that because you're wise to recognize that. There was a video I had just watched personally recently, kind of doing the same thing, looking at a little bit of the research on it, and it compared a bunch of different apps. Three of them were the big ones, so like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook,
right.
And then the other ones are like Snapchat and TikTok, which are more recent in mm-hmm. their climb. And watching YouTube, man, as they all, it just showed how much their revenue was and then compared to their active followers, and it just was so steady, and the rest of them were just dropping.
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy.
Valleys, but YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, the society is, especially in now, the society's attention span is so short. That's why TikTok videos do so well right now.
True.
Is they're 15 seconds and then you go to the next one. And YouTube has always been for, I mean, I couldn't put words into why it is, because, you know, there's some long, really, really long YouTube videos, but it's just one of those apps that I don't think it's leaving anytime soon, you know.
No.
So that's the big thing is if you really want that longevity of social media and influence there, you got to get to YouTube and you got to make it work. So
that's brilliant. Yeah, so if you're on YouTube and you're watching this video, thank you for watching. I will drop Henry's YouTube handle in the comments below, so make sure you head over there and check out what he's got going on
for sure
there.
Yeah,
so you kind of talk about YouTube as from the perspective of longevity.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself going with all this? Do you plan to just stay with the workout crew, or where do you expand?
That's a very good question. You know, I've met through social media, I've met a bunch of really great people and I've done a lot of collabs. My, you know, great buddy Jay Lane, he's moving out to Houston. He's moving out to Dallas, I should say. February 1st, he's moving out, so very
gosh,
soon.
Yeah.
And they're making a content house, and I haven't really thought to branch out to any other, you know, right now fitness is great, and my demographic is mostly, you know, that area of that 14 to 18 of just guys that are really interested in working out, and that's super important. If anyone's, you know, watching this and interested in branching out on social media, it's very important. To a lot of people think I need to target as big of an audience as possible, which honestly is not true, because you're not going to please all those people. You know, you will never please a big group of people. So the real key is to focus on a very small niche, which for me was just young fitness guys that just like working out, and then you slowly start to grow out. So, you know, that's my big tip there is find a niche, find a small group of people and that little nick, and then you kind of move out. So, but right now, fitness has been, it's been great. So I'm gonna stay doing it. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
That's your passion. I mean, you're great
for
at
sure.
it. You know, something that's always so amazing about you is your energy. And I feel like every creator, and ultimately at this point, you're a creator, a recognized creator too. I mean, you're in the TikTok Creator Fund. You mentioned.
I am.
Yeah,
yes.
That's impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But so, two of the things that I know about you particularly that I know are like kind of like your thing. Number one is the trap flex.
Yes.
The trap flex. Tell us about this trap flex. How'd you come up with it? And it's successful for you. Why is it so successful?
It is. And all my buddies from college go, you know, what are you doing with your neck? And I go, honestly, man, you know, I don't know either. So it started with, honestly, I couldn't tell you when the first time I actually did the trap flex. But whenever I do it, it's just, it brings an attention. And it goes back to, again, like that science behind the video is you have to grab your attention. Like I said, the kids' attention spans are so short. You have to do something right off the bat that's going to say, what is he doing? Let me keep watching. So, you know, for me, you know, making a really loud noise and having a veiny neck, you know, you watch it and you're like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to keep watching it. You know what I mean? So it works. And, you know, that's one of those things with social media is, you may not know why it works, but if it does work, you stick with it. So if you're doing something and you're like, I don't know why people like it. If they like it, you should keep doing it. So that's one of those things where it just, you know, it works.
It's so fun too. Every time I see it, I'm like, let's go.
Yeah,
I'm pumped
right,
up and I love it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You're onto something there. And the other one that I know you do is reading your followers' physiques. And it took a hiatus, but I've noticed recently that it's back on your TikTok.
Yeah. So I started, long story, actually, no one actually knows this, but I had someone DM me on Instagram, and they said, hey, I think it'd be a really good idea if you, like, rated my physique on your account. And at first, I'm like, all right, you know, whatever, he just wants to be on my account. And then I started thinking, I was like, you know, that's a really good idea. If I could really, again, like I said, interacting with your followers is so important. And I'm thinking, instead of me posting a video about myself and my physique and my friend's physique, why don't I incorporate the people who are actually giving me this platform that I have, you know? So I started doing rating followers physiques, and where basically I would just have, you know, kids send me a picture on Instagram, which again, like I said, making that loyal fan base, they see me on TikTok, they then move to Instagram to DM me that picture. So it's all kind of connection away. And I would put them on, I would, you know, say just small things like, oh, you know, your shoulders are super developed, chest is developed, you know, you're lean, and like just small tips there. And that went crazy, and you know, so many other fitness influencers started doing the same thing because it really works. It blows up not only your TikTok, but it goes to your Instagram, and it just gives you that interaction with your followers. And I'm one of the originality and staying relevant is very important, especially on social media. And sadly, you know, it's one of those things where if it's not relevant anymore, you got to drop it. And that rating followers physiques became so relevant that, you know, so many other people started doing it that it was numb at that point. It wasn't getting the same response. So I had to drop it, wait for it to die down, and I started to bring it back up again. But it's very, you know, relevancy is very important. If something is starting to die down, you got to drop it. You got to find that next big thing, you know, so.
Yeah. You're very informed about all this stuff. So we heard about your studies with the creative aspect, the digital aspect, but how about with working out and nutrition and fitness, how did you become so informed on it? Because that's what people follow you for.
Right.
They follow for
your
energy, but also for your knowledge about the working out field, that industry.
So I started working out my sophomore year of high school, I should say. I was always, you know, on the smaller side. And that's, again, another thing that a lot of kids can relate to is just always being, like, on the skinnier side. You know, I was always the smallest ones out of my friend group. And I started going to just a commercial gym. You know, I had no idea what I was doing. And I wish I had, you know, stuff like TikTok and social media that I could find these influencers. And, you know, there wasn't TikTok. There maybe was Musical.ly when I started, but there wasn't, you know, that kind of, there wasn't the amount of influence that it has now. So basically, I'm just giving tips on things that I wish I knew when I started, to help hopefully, you know, that 14-year-old kid that I was, you know, and how to, you know, get, and I'm not saying, you know, everyone has to go be this huge bodybuilder, but it's just a confidence thing, you know? You start going to the gym to gain more confidence, and, you know, you're not going to be 300 pounds of muscle mass ready to compete on stage, but if you're more confident, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Absolutely.
Right.
You develop a work ethic, too, and a sense of purpose. You know, you go to the gym with a very set purpose, and that's to stay fit and to stay healthy, and you're either going to do that or you're not.
Right.
So that creates that hard work ethic that you want in people, too.
Right, yeah. I try to I incorporate some motivational videos. You know, I talk about, a lot of people say, how do you stay motivated all the time? That's a big question that I always get, is how are you always motivated to make these videos? And I tell them, I say, I'm not. I know, and I go, if someone tells you that they are motivated all the time, they're lying to your face.
Absolutely.
Because that's just not, it's not plausible. It's not something that really is realistic. You know, you're going to wake up some days and you'd be like, the last thing I want to do right now is go get my phone out and record a video or go to the gym and put music in. That's the last thing I want to do. But it's those days that count, because if all days were amazing, you wouldn't have, you know, it wouldn't be amazing anymore. It would just be a normal day. So.
Excellent point. What is it that, how do you go about that? So when you're on days when you're not motivated, what is it that propels you to do X, Y, or Z?
Honestly, I think it goes back to social media. I think social media, as much as it has a big influence on my life, is it really does motivate me to see these kids that are like, oh my gosh, Henry, like I want to look just like you. And that's so motivating to me, because that's like, oh my, like this someone can look at my page and say, I wish I looked like him, or the idea that kids are in the gym to look like me or have a physique like me boggles my mind and drives me forward to, oh, I got to keep going. You know, I got to keep this up. Yeah.
How is that for you? So you talk about the look aspect, which is obviously a huge part of working out. And like you said, it develops confidence.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you feel about it when people, like, do you ever get any weird stuff going on, you know?
There is a weird side of the fitness of the fitness community. I know my family, you know, my family was super weird. You know, you're posting yourself shirtless online for thousands of people to see, and it is a weird concept, you know, but it's all in fun, and it's, you know, not in any way like that.
No, by any stretch.
But, you know, it's very cool, and I'm very glad that I'm in the position that I have, but, you know, you kind of have to go back to, why am I in this position? It's because I have all these kids, and
yeah.
And I think, you know, the thing with working out, like I say, it's look-wise, is it's so addicting to the point where, you know, you start working out and you see, like, small changes, like, oh, my shoulders are getting broader.
Mm-hmm.
And just the idea that you can, you know, physically change your body is so crazy to me, and it's very addicting.
True.
You start to see small changes and you keep going. And I think that's with the same, you know, these 15-year-olds, is they get addicted to it and they see, okay, well, he's changing, so I want to change. And, you know, he's doing a shoulder workout, I'm going to do a shoulder workout. He's using this supplement, I'm going to go use this supplement. You know, it's a chain of events. It's motivation, but it chains through the whole, you know, influence.
Absolutely. And you're helping people at an age where they're so influential to begin with, physically, emotionally, mentally, all of these things.
Exactly.
So when you develop a great physique and you develop this work ethic and the motivation to do it, those are habits that are going to carry on for a long time through whatever they endure.
Oh, exactly. And even not social media, you know, I have a public Snapchat, so basically it's a much easier way for me to interact with my followers, because it's there's less of a following on that than there is Instagram and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can respond to more people, and I'll have kids that'll say, hey man, you know, my girlfriend just broke up, man, and it has nothing to do with fitness, but they see me as this person that, you know, and again, I don't have my life figured out at all, but I can maybe make myself portray like I do, you know what I'm
saying?
So these kids will come to me saying, you know, I got into a fight with this person, or, you know, my girlfriend broke up with me, what do I do? And it's crazy that I have this, like, influence on someone else.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, in the real world, and again, you know, the my world on social media, you know, Henry Fit is not the same person as Henry that goes to John Carroll University, you know what I mean? Totally different human. And it's not in a bad way, you know, it's not that I portray myself in a bad way. It's just that there's some things that I can't show, and that's why it may make it seem like, oh my gosh, he's living his best life, but, you know, you gotta find that balance between what's public and what's private, you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And that's great, because there's a reason that you have specific friends, and there's a reason that you have a mass following and content that you decide to put out to all of them.
Right.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point. And you know what I really adore out of what you do is that you totally are authentic in all of it. Like, while you choose to display one thing over another, whatever, you're absolutely authentic, and you want to leave that positive mark for people.
Exactly. Yeah. I try to make sure that, you know, I'm not lying and in the especially in the fitness industry, there's a that you know being you know untruthful is super super big because there are so many companies that will, you know, message me and say, hey, you know, we'll pay you, you know, X amount of money, you know, if you say that you love this product, even though I've never tried it before. And it's totally tempting to say, guys, I love this supplement. I love it so much. Go buy it, please. Yeah. And I've never even heard of it. Nothing, never right. had my hands on it, nothing. Because, you know, and there's 100% people that are like that and yeah. that do that. And they make a living off it and it works. But like I was talking to you before, you know, the powerfulness of your word, it's all about that loyal following, loyal following. It all goes back to that. If you don't have that loyal fan base, someone who genuinely likes you as a person, it's not going to work.
No.
And it's all about that foundation there. So it's very important to make sure that I know what I have to watch. There's some videos that I'll watch and I'll watch back, you know, over and over again. I'll say, does this sound right? Or am I saying something I shouldn't be saying? Cause again, I'm 19, I'm going to do stupid things. And I'm very open with that. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to say something that maybe I worded it super wrong and I'm going to get, you know, comments of people saying, what are you saying? And you know, I'm very open with that. And I know that, yeah. you know, I know I'm going to mess up at some point. Yeah.
Especially in a field where you're talking about people's images, that's a hard field to toe that line a little bit sometimes. So it's so smart, you know, to review those kind of things.
It is. Yeah. It's very important to, you know, I am, you know, body, you know, dysmorphia and seeing your body and eating disorders and all that kind of stuff is something that's so relevant, especially mm-hmm. now. So, and on top of that, the influence that I have to make sure that, see, you say rating followers physiques. I, you know, could have been rating someone. I was like, hey, man, you know, you got to, you know, keep eating, bro. You got to keep eating. You know, you're looking a little small. That could destroy him, you know, because yeah. he can maybe think that he was looking good, you know, and I wouldn't think anything of it. And I wouldn't know because he wouldn't tell me. But just my influence there, he sees that and boom, you know, now he's got this body dysmorphia that he, because, you know, Henry Fit told him he looked small, right?
Right.
So it's one of those things where I have to, you know, look and be like, every single word I say has to be processed 100%, and you know, there's no way because there's always, you know, someone who's going to see the video in a different ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's just human nature. We all look at things from our own perspective.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
None of us to see things as they are, but as we are. So,
right.
You know, something that I ask anyone that I've had the chance to interview is, what is your biggest regret?
It's a very good question. My biggest regret, like I said, I moved in high school. I moved my sophomore year of high school. That's when I started working out. And I was very against that new school, and I really closed myself off. I wouldn't go to the cafeteria. That was my biggest fear, was, you know, the calf. And mm-hmm. I would go to school for class and I'd leave and I wouldn't, you know, see anyone. I didn't have any friends. You know, my weekend was full of just hanging out with my family and stuff, because I didn't open myself up. I didn't, you know, you really got to push yourself out and say, you know, what's up? You know, what's going on? My name's Henry. Nice to meet you. And, you know,
yeah.
And that's my, I always think about that is, you know, my high school career could have been totally different if I could have just went up to someone and said, like, what's going on? You know, my name's Henry, you know? And,
yeah.
But then again, you know, I am glad I went through that, because obviously now in college, I can now say, don't do what you did in high school. Don't shut down, open up, you know, knock on someone's door and say, what's going on? You know, but you want to go get dinner, you know, that kind of stuff. So, in a sense, I am glad that I went through
sure.
you know, that. And that's what I wrote my college essay on, and that's a big part of my life, was that transition. You know, I moved states, and mm-hmm. I moved in the middle of high school, which is the most clicky part of your life, where you've
yeah.
got to find a friend group, and if you don't find a friend group, your whole life is over. And, like, you know, that was definitely the hardest and most, yeah, for
did
sure.
it ever change throughout the time, or was it the rest of those two and a half, three years?
You know, it didn't. The first year was rough, for sure, and then, you know, I would join the swim team, so I've always been on teams and then
mm-hmm.
sports teams, so... You know, I had some friends through there, and I made some more friends there. So it did totally get better, but the main regretfulness was just I would shut myself down.
Yeah.
You know, and when I get to high school, and I definitely regret for sure doing that. Yeah.
When you look back on that now, what aspects of it do you still question about it? Like, could that you almost disbelieve, or what aspects of it do you think motivate you the most? I guess would be my question. Because you say you've changed now, and you're so great at doing all these things now, but why do you think you shut down? And clearly, as someone that doesn't do that now, what
right.
is it that caused that shift?
I think it was all mindset, and I think your people underestimate how powerful your brain is.
Yeah.
If you go into a situation and your brain thinks something, your body's gonna think that, and then there's no turning back. You know, your brain is so powerful. So I would go to school, and I would think, you know, none of these people want to see me. I'm the new kid. Everyone's got a friend group. You know, I would, if I tried to talk to this guy, he's already in a friend group, so he, why would he want to be friends with me? He already has four other friends, you know? And it was this mental thing of me just like, why would you do that? He already has friends. Why, don't go sit at this table. They're going to think you're weird. You're the new kid. I would just, you know, you're the new kid. You're the new kid at school. Yeah. And it took a toll on my body. And then, you know, and that's, again, why I started working out was because I really, you know, I wasn't eating. You know, I was so focused on, you know, is this person going to talk to me? Because I wasn't going to be the one to make the first move of introduce myself. It was like, you would have to come to me. And obviously, in life, you know, no one, not everything's going to come to you. You've got to work for stuff, you know. So, yeah.
That's awesome. The last podcast, my first podcast episode that I did was actually on mindset. So you're speaking my language. I love what you're talking about there.
Sweet,
yeah, it's
sweet.
So great.
Yeah.
The way we approach things and the way that we think about things is what changes the outcome. Like, 100%. We focus so much on the outcome, we get lost in that as opposed to changing our minds in a way that's progressing towards that.
Could
and
not
that
agree
growth,
more.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So who are some of your biggest influences in your life, Henry? Like, it could be big, it could be small, personal, someone you didn't even know.
My biggest influences. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I have a bunch of, I would say right now, currently, are the friends that I've met through social media.
Okay.
They have been in the game for a lot longer than I have. They've taught me so much. And
yeah.
even physique-wise, even, you know, I don't have the physique that I'd like to have in 2 years, and maybe they do. And so I think they, you know, Jalen, you know, Alex Eubank, these are people that, you know, Joseph, you know, these are people that, that have so much. They tell me, you know, even when I'm recording a video, they'll be like, record it in 4K, not HD. And I would never have known that, you know, on an iPhone.
Yeah.
And it, you know, TikTok has got to be vertical. If it's horizontal, the pixels are going to be off, you know, small stuff like that, that, if I want to take the social media thing in the real one, I'm so glad that they are there for me, you know?
Yeah.
My brother is also a huge influence on me. My brother, he's a professional ballet dancer. He dances at Canada's National Ballet School. So he, one of those, you know, following his dreams thing. He was a guy and he wanted to do ballet, and he said, okay, he dropped everything and he's doing great in Toronto now. So he's a definitely, if he could do it, you know, I can do it, you know, and so.
Dude, in ballet, that's got to be tougher.
Oh, for sure.
As a dude, than perhaps no knock
then,
on you,
then,
but like
then going to the gym.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
So that's so awesome.
He started at a very young age. So what he started dancing at a young age, mm-hmm. to the point where, you know, they didn't know that the societal standpoints that guys aren't supposed to dance. You know,
sure.
That it was, they were too young, but, and he never went to a public high school. He, you know, from middle school on, he was fully in Canada, so he's always been with other ballet dancers.
Wow.
So it wasn't ever like a he never was bullied from it.
Good,
he never
yeah.
went to a public high school,
yeah, thank God.
Which I'm so grateful for that
yeah.
he was always been surrounded with other dancers. So it was he was just one of the, you know, one of the guys dancing.
Dude, that's incredible.
It's cool. It's
that's
so cool.
Different too, man. It's so wild.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So cool.
Those are some great influences you have there. You know, I always think that it's the people around us, whether we know them or not. Like you said, these people that you just met recently. Who obviously you know now, but at one point,
yes.
you know, it's not like something you've known forever.
Yeah,
like
it's so cool. You know, when I first started, so I've always been interested in the social media industry before I'd even started. And I remember, you know, I'd watch someone like Anthony Mantello. He's an influencer.
Okay.
He's been an influencer for years. Ridiculous physique. He's on the road to be the youngest professional bodybuilder. And I've always looked at him, and you know, now I could say I'm friends with him, and I've talked to him several times before, and that's so, you know, role reversing that I'm like, I would watch your videos every night, you know, and now
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you in a friend way. So weird, you know, but
yeah,
it is weird. It is very weird. Yeah. So I guess my influencers are now also still influence me, but they're also, I can say, my friends now too, which is super cool.
That's a beautiful progression right there.
It is.
Yeah. That's impressive, Henry. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
I should have asked you earlier, but I'll ask you now. So you're meeting all these people, you're having success, you're doing well in school, you're close with your family. I mean, you got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know now, or what advice would you give to either your former self or to people that are the up and coming into our world?
Big thing that I would have to say is you can't please anyone. You can't please everyone. That's my big thing is, you know, even it goes back to, you know, high school. When I moved to high school,
yeah.
is I always wanted to please everyone, and I every single word I spoke, I needed to make sure that every single person that could have possibly heard it is gonna love it. And as I started to grow my influence and as my voice started to get to more people, I started to realize that that's gonna ruin you mentally. If everything you say has to please everyone, you know, that's, yeah, as selfish as it sounds, sometimes you have to be selfish. Sometimes you have to realize, you know, like, you know, you have to go out and say, I know I can't please everyone, but the people I can please, I have to make sure that I have an influence on them. So it's not so much please everyone, but it's more focused on the people you can please. Make sure that you know, you're influencing them and you are a part of their life. You know?
And I don't even think that's selfish. I mean, when you're focused on a select group, it's just almost realistic of who you have a handle on. You
right.
know, like these people that follow you and that you actively engage, you're doing a great thing for all of them and they're doing a great thing for you. So
right.
I wouldn't consider it selfish for you, man.
Right, yeah. I mean, you see, you know, one thing I love to think about is, you know, amazing people like Martin Luther King, you know, he was assassinated, right?
Yeah.
Which is so, you know, crazy because you think he's this amazing person, right?
Right.
Someone had to have hated him enough to, you know, try to kill him, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of those things where it's like, you, even if you're doing something as so amazing as, say, Martin Luther King would, or like Gandhi, you know,
so
someone's
going to
hate
yeah.
you, right? Someone's going
to
hate you.
My mind too. That's such a great realization. It's horrible that that's a reality, but to recognize that even the greatest of people, like you said, the King, the Gandhi, the different popes, like Pope John Paul, all so many amazing people were threatened just because
exactly.
of being just, these great people.
And, you know,
if
they hadn't had the voice they had, it probably wouldn't have been a problem, but because they had this mass voice, you know, it's just not plausible to be able to meet everyone's, you know, standpoints of happiness and please every single, it's just not plausible, you know?
No.
Yeah.
So as you go forward, you think you could do this for the rest of your life? You think this could be your career?
Oh, that's a question that I'm still, you know, trying to think about. You know, I'm not sure. I can't say, you know, because social media is so, you know, social media is not stable. It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as, you know, it's, yes, social media is going to be there, but whether the platform that you're on right now, it's just not stable. So that's not something that I could say. Now, if I look at through digital media, which is going to be there. So, for example, Jed North, right, you know, they're, the branch that I personally work with is a social media branch. So they run the Instagram, they run the YouTube, they run the TikTok. And, you know, especially now, you know, in 2020 and 2021, if you're a company that doesn't have social media, you're not gonna survive.
No.
You'll get drowned out, you know.
Yeah.
It's so important that, you know, no one's watching commercials now. You know, you know, if you put a commercial on the TV, you know you're not gonna hit as many people as throwing an ad on a YouTube video, you know?
So true.
So I definitely would love to work in more of the advertisement marketing social media standpoint for businesses, which I totally think falls in the same category as what I'm doing right now. You know,
yeah.
I see myself and my brand. You know, Henry Fit is a brand. Henry Fit is like, it's not me. You know, it is me, yes, but it's
sure.
I see it as like, that's my brand. You know, I'm promoting this Henry Fit person, right? So I see it as my own thing where I can work and, you know, use that and say if I'm working for a company, use that as my brand and focus on, you know, promoting that brand, you know.
That's excellent.
That's
yeah.
what that's what I, so yeah, you know, in a sense, yes, I can make it my, you know, a job. But in a sense, you know, me promoting Henry Fit on TikTok, I'm not sure exactly how long, you know, that would last.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So there, when the social media has changed, there's always tends to be this layover. I shouldn't say always, but in recent history, there's been this layover, right? So, like,
yeah.
you would recognize when TikTok was threatened to be taken down.
Yes.
Everyone started switching over to Reels, and there was that layover.
Yes.
You know, because
yeah.
I remember you promoting your Instagram particularly and saying, hey, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to try and post more on Instagram. And
right.
Doing that of recently. So.
Yep.
Even though the social media platforms might not be there, do you think that the overlap is enough time for you to act quickly and swiftly and transition?
I do. I really do. And I know I keep going back to the loyal fan base, but that's so important, you know, because if I follow someone and I didn't really think too much about it, I like their content, I don't really know who they are, and they post a video and they say, hey, you know, I'm on Instagram now. I'm not going to Instagram to go follow
them,
you know? But if I see this person that I just love so much, I watch all of their videos, their personality is amazing, they're so, like, they make me motivated, and they still go follow my Instagram, I'm going right to their Instagram, you know, and I'm following them. So it's one of those things where, yes, you know, I totally see it as social media in a whole is not going down. There will always be, you know, different rocks to jump on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when one rock falls, you got to jump on the other one. And that's that whole thing about being relevant, you know.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, take a step back sometimes and look at the content that you're posting and say, do people want to see this? You know, and if they don't, you got to find that next rock. And if you don't, you're going to, you know, so it's such a, it's a fast-paced, you know, movement. It's a fast-paced industry.
Yeah.
if you're not on the game, if you're not always changing, you're going to get drowned out. And it's you know, it stinks, but, you know, you will get drowned out 100%.
Do you feel pressure because of that?
I do. I try to post daily, and, you know, sometimes if I can't think of a good video idea, I get super stressed out, which I really shouldn't, you know, but I do get super stressed out if I'm on a roll. Like, currently right now, I'm on a pretty good roll, TikTok-wise. There's always dry spots. You know, I'll go through spots where I won't gain as many followers, or, in fact, I'll lose some followers sometimes, and there's always dry spots each month. Everyone has a dry spot. I've talked to so many influencers, and we all have dry spots.
Yeah.
And it is a super scary thing, you know, with thinking, like, I don't have a video to post tomorrow. For example, like, today, I didn't really have a video to post today. And I was thinking, and then, you know, I was going to sleep last night, and I got it. You know, I always have my phone next to me on my bed, and it's open on the notes tab.
Nice.
So before I'm going to sleep, if I think of something, I'll roll over, put in my notes, and I'll film it the next morning, and I'll post that. So, you know, it's all about that creative mindset. You got to, you know, take yourself out of what you're thinking about right now and put yourself in that 15-year-old's shoes that wants to work out. What does he want to see on his phone, you know? It's, it is stressful. It is a little bit, you know, at times, yeah.
That notes tab is so helpful.
It is. So helpful. It's just so, it's right there. You just grab it, type it in, and it's done. You know, I love it. Right.
That's good. Are you on a pretty regulated schedule, would you say? Or is it kind of all over the place?
Are you saying, like, social media wise, or just in general?
Just in general.
I am. I've always been a very organized person. I've always liked to wake up around the same time, go to bed at around the same time, eat at the same time. You know, go to the gym at the same time. Everything is, I like to make sure I'm very much scheduled. I've just always been a very organized, scheduled person. I always need to have control. That's one thing, is I don't like losing control. You know, that's one thing in college is kids will go out and party and stuff. And I've never been into that because I don't like losing control of myself. You know, I always need to have that control. And with TikTok, you know, and social media, sometimes you don't have the control. Sometimes you got to post a video and say, if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't, you know. So it is a weird thing where sometimes, you know, I got to just say, okay, I'm not going to have the control over this. I'm just going to see where it goes. And if it works, it works, you know. So definitely has taught me to be able to, sometimes you just got to let go and go with the flow, which I'm really trying to get good at.
Absolutely. When it is out of your control, once you post it, then it's just like, you're up for, it's almost like you threw it out to the wolves.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, and there, you know, there's some videos, and, you know, me and so many other fitness creators always joke about this, is the videos that take us the least amount of thought usually do the best, which makes no sense, you know.
Spontaneous. It is. People like spontaneity.
Right, for whatever reason. Me and my buddy Jay Lane, we filmed a video one time at a gym, and we edited it for so long. We made it sure the lighting was amazing. We, you know, everything. We filmed the whole 2-hour workout. It was amazing. And it does fine, you know, but I can go in my room and, you know, do a Traflex, and it'll get triple the amount of views. And
it doesn't make sense.
It's so frustrating sometimes. It's just like, why did I put so much time into that for me to, I can just go into my room and do a Traflex. But hey, you know, it works sometimes.
It's that gradual game. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So another question, Henry, this is one that I just enjoy hearing what people have to say. So you talk about control. Let's say you could control the opportunity to interview anyone. One person, alive, dead, doesn't matter who it is. Sit down, have an interview, kind of like we're having, or a conversation, you know, who would it be for you?
Justin Bieber, 100%. Justin Bieber. Yeah, he is, you know, I've always absolutely been so obsessed with his lifestyle.
Okay.
And not so much his music, but just the fact that he went from, at such a young age, he doesn't even have memory of before his fame. He, you know, like I say, you know, I have the thankful ability to know control what I post and versus what I stay private. Someone like Justin Bieber, every single aspect of his life, him going through puberty, was published to millions and millions of people every single day. Mm-hmm. I would love to know what that was like, having to grow up and you know, you're gonna do stupid things. And for me, thankfully, you know, I don't have the extreme platform of that being shown to everyone. Yeah. But, you know, he does something stupid and it is on the news the next morning. And I would love to know, how do you, like, you got to live your life so every single time you step out of the house, you got to think, you know, what am I wearing? Is that okay? What did I text that person? You know, because they could screenshot it and post it. I would love to, just that boggles my mind that someone can have that much fame so fast at that young of an age. And still may remain humble. Oh my God.
True.
He's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan too. So you're preaching to the choir here. He with that song Lonely recently too. Oh, it's almost gosh. Like he talks about it, yeah, you know, in he's, a way where it's yeah. stressful for him.
And he says, he goes, it's almost like I grew up with a house of glass. And it's true. Yeah. He had no privacy, and any privacy he thought he had, it was taken away from him, and it was published, you know. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
he's kind of one of the few people, I don't really think if there's another example of that, like even people that were crazy famous when they were young, like Taylor Swift was very young when she yes. became famous with her first self-titled album, the Beatles even when they were mm-hmm. very young, all of them, but they all had that choice to get into it. Like Bieber, what was he, like 9 or something?
Yeah,
like
12, he was I think he posted YouTube videos when he was 9, and he got picked up by Scooter Braun I think at 12.
Yeah,
and he was flown out to LA because he was Canada based, and he got flown out to LA at 12.
Yeah,
and started mm-hmm. producing. And I think one of the things that I find also so interesting is, you know, people, you know, like the Beatles, like you said, they grew up in fame, yes, but it's a totally different fame.
So true.
Than Justin, because Justin grew up with that social media and the cameras and stuff. You go to old pictures, like if you go to old videos of Justin Bieber performing, there was maybe like this one little flip phone that was up and recording, but you look at it once he really started to pick up space, you know, and get that voice, mm-hmm. is there's just, he's cameras everywhere, and he was the first big person to grow up in that social media world, which is ridiculous.
That's a great analysis. You're probably spot on. You remember that Never Say Never movie?
Yes.
What was that, 13, 2013?
Yes, he was young. Yeah, he was really young.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, you figure, I was in 8th grade at that time. That I got my first iPhone, so camera, smartphone, the whole shebang, in 2014, so a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know what I mean? It was like I was the first kid, so you're definitely on track
exactly.
where it's like people that are going to be in the front row at a Justin Bieber concert are definitely filming him and the whole nine yards.
Exactly. It's ridiculous, you know, and I get this in a sense, obviously it is on a completely different universe, but mm-hmm. you know, I'll have people that, you know, like I said, they want to work with me, and they act so, you know, great, and like, oh, let's work together, but it's only for their personal, you know, 100%. Game. And I could only imagine what a 14-year-old, when you have this person saying like, let's do this, we got to go do this, let's film this, and I'll give you so much of this money, only to just, you know, suck you for money, and then it's done. And, you know, with Justin, it's almost that thing where you just can't trust anyone. You really got to shut people out and say, like, listen, you know, you're a great friend, but, you know, he just has so much of this potential energy that, like, he just, you know, you got to run away with it and just hold it, because people are at all points trying to grab it from you, you know?
It's crazy. I'm fascinated by Eminem. He's another musician that I'm fascinated by.
Absolutely.
And he always talks about that with MGK. Mm-hmm. No knock on either of them, but they have their beef for whatever mm-hmm. reason. And Eminem always says that. He's like, look, like, I mentioned your name, and it doesn't do anything for me, but you mentioned my name, and all of a sudden it's like we're
exactly.
blowing up. And it's
exactly. I had a lot of people that, you know, I had a buddy that, you know, wanted to start fitness TikTok, and I always want to support my friends, you know.
Of course.
So I said, of course, you know, I'll give you a little shout out. I'll say, you know, hey, my buddy's starting to fitness TikTok. You guys want to follow him? Because we had the same demographic, you know. I said, you know, let me, and then, you know, I posted that, and then next thing you know, I got like 5 other people that are like, hey, man, you know, you think you could give me a shout out or give me some Jed North clothing? And then it's like, whoa, I got to take a step back, and I got to think, like, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that, even though he's a great friend.
Isn't that wild?
You know, I gotta make sure that I'm staying, you know, true to myself and then true to my word. Because again, that word is, it's not, you know, you're not always going to have that powerful word.
Yeah.
The more you do stuff like that, that less and less powerful you get. And, you know.
Do you feel like it's competition? Do you feel like that, do you feel like your buddy posting is competition?
There is a little bit of competition. I would say on TikTok, everyone in the industry, most people in the industry I've talked to, I've had communications with. I wouldn't say YouTube and Instagram, but TikTok-wise, the TikTok fitness community, that small group of people, I've talked to most of them, and everyone seems really cool. Everyone's super cool. No one is really like, you know, we have the same people, you know?
Yeah.
All of us are trying to attack, you know, get to the same group of people. So I wouldn't say it's more competition. It's more of a post of just like, let's work together, you know, me and Jaylane, for example, the only reason Jaylane and I became friends was because we were going to do a video together, and that video was solely for, you know, game,
like publicity.
Publicity,
sure.
Yeah, and we did a workout together, we're like, this is awesome, like, we are so fun together, like, this is awesome, we started working out, and there were some times where we work out and wouldn't post anything, we were friends, like, we could just hang out.
Right, it's so cool.
So it starts out as in, like, yo, like, you know, you have a following, I have a following, we have the same demographic, let's combine it, And then it's like, you're a really cool person, you know, and I would have never, ever been able to, communicate with him if it wasn't for the following, so.
It kind of seems like that would make sense, because on TikTok, I mean, like you said, at a max, a minute, you could follow many people, like, let's say, you know, for example, so in your case, people that want to see workout videos and the motivational aspect behind it and nutrition, you could follow 7 different people who are, you know, maybe in other words, would have been viewed as competition to you, but they're not, because you watch 7 different people's videos in 7 minutes.
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
Like, that's crazy.
100%, exactly. And also, every single person also, and that's another tip that I always give for people who are trying to get in the industry, is you got to find something that's, you got to be different, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, again, that relevancy thing where everyone on the industry right now, TikTok, if you look at every single person who has done well and you really look at their videos, there's one aspect, at least one aspect of them that makes them stand out. Jaylen, for example, his quads are super, super developed. He always shows off his legs, and it's so impressive because they are way bigger than an average leg should look. You know, for me, it was the traps. You know, for some, you know, for my buddy Alex, you know, it's his shoulders. He has really developed shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about, and that's just fitness. And, you know, there's so many other niches.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy wants to start music, and he wants to go to guitar, but he's doing really old songs like Beatles, stuff like that.
Nice.
And that's, he's not going to target the new music audience,
mm-hmm.
because they're not going to find an interest in him playing Beatles, you know?
Right.
So it's all about find a niche and then do something different within that niche. And that's going to, you know, it's going to work.
It's
know?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this has been awesome. My niche, one of the things I always try and talk about is gratitude.
Yes.
And for me, I think just being grateful and living with gratitude in your heart, but actually like carrying it out and acting on gratitude is one of the greatest things.
100%.
In the depths that I knew, I would contend that you're a grateful person. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you're a humble guy. What role does gratitude and that kind of mindset play in your life?
Big thing that, you know, for talking, you know, the opportunities that I've been given, is just like who, you know, I like to think, you know, how did I get where I am now? You know, like what part of me got to where I am? And it always goes back to, you know, the kids that are so supportive of me. If I say, you know, go, you know, this is a great supplement, I really like it, you know, they're probably going to go buy that supplement. So I always go back to them because they are the reason that I have, you know, it's not just a number. It's really not. It's so much more than that. And I've had so many amazing memories with the people that I've met that I wouldn't have gotten if it wasn't for them to, you know, boost me up. And working with amazing companies like Jed North, and even finding out, you know, that I like digital media, would have never found it if it wasn't for the couple hundred thousand, you know, 15-year-old kids that like fitness, which is so crazy that, you know, yes, I have an impact on them, but they have no idea the impact. They're changing my life just as much as I'm changing theirs. You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's a very impactful thing. I feed off their energy. They feed off mine. And it's a big thing. I always like to, you know, say is, you know, work to be the person you want to be. And that's one thing that I like to be in the gym is I have no idea what I want to be. I have no, I'm so far from knowing what I want to be. But just the you know, if I close my eyes and I can see that silhouette of that person that I want to be mentally and physically,
mm-hmm.
that's what drives me forward, you know?
Nice.
Being in the gym, I want to be that person physically, you know, doing schoolwork. What do I want to, you know, be working at McDonald's for the rest of my life? No, you know, I want to work for something and that drives me to do my homework and do well and stuff like that. So
be the person you want to be. I like it.
For sure.
It reminds me of McConaughey when he talks about the heroes. I don't know if you've heard that. He's like, someone asked me who my hero was, you know, and I told him, oh, it's me in 5 years.
Yes,
and the same thing,
exactly.
Me in 10 years. And
yeah, and that's something I love so much about fitness is you are your own competition when it comes down to it.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know,
that's a good point.
You're competing against yourself, and bodybuilding is such an individual person, you know, that your biggest competitor is yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone has different genetics, you know, you can work out with your buddy and he may have totally different genetics than you, and it's just, you can't compete with them because it's not, you're comparing apples to oranges.
Sure.
You gotta compete with yourself. Yeah.
Henry, this has been spectacular. I love hearing about just your journey and just hearing about you and everything that you're doing with social media. It's fantastic. You're leaving such an imprint on people's hearts and on their minds. And of course, when they go to the gym, they're like, you know what? I'm going to do this because Henry Fit has motivated me.
Awesome, yeah.
All these great things. What's your final send-off? What do you have to say to anyone who happens to hear this, to your audience that I'm sure will carry over?
Right.
Anyone who ends up hearing this, what do you have to say?
Honestly, I'm just going to say, you know, just the basic, you know, there's a saying that's the young saying is that full send saying, and it's so many, you know, college kids say it, and it means so, I would probably say, you know, it's that kind of mindset. When you do something, you got to put everything into it. You know, if you're going to do something and half of you wants to do it, not all of you wants to do it, it's not going to turn out well. So I would say, you know, for everyone, whether it's the gym, whether it's school, whether it's, you know, the girl you like, whether it's anything, you know, you got to put absolutely every single, you know, ounce of effort into it. You can't, you know, half, you know, work on it. You got to put all of it in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, give it your all.
For sure.
You got to put yourself in there. Otherwise, you're not going to know if you truly like it.
Exactly.
Because you only did half of you. You're
100%,
right.
For sure.
Henry, my man, henry.fit. Everyone go check him out. Again, I'll put all his socials below. If you're on YouTube, if you are checking us out on Chats with Clark, thanks for tuning in. This is our first interview that will be published on the podcast. I'm hoping to do at least twice a month. It'll be out on Fridays. Today is a Friday. Henry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Perfect.